Welcome to the first ever radio broadcast, I guess you could say, for pathofreason.com. My name is Derek. I'm one of the co-founders of pathofreason.com.
And my name is Adam. I'm the other co-founder of pathofreason.com. And also with us is my fiance, Sarah.
Hello.
Some of you might remember Sarah as the sexy blonde pirate from our Flying Spaghetti Monster campaign we had going on there.
And thanks for anyone who participated. It was really fun.
Yeah, Path of Reason has been around since about January, and I guess we're just trying out some new stuff, you know, audio.
In the audio areas.
Yeah. You know, obviously, moving forward technologically is good. But today we're just going to talk about a couple things. We wanted to get out there some opinions, see if we can, you know, start something new for our site. But I guess the first subject we wanted to touch upon is news article that I discovered today about a Texas pastor who's arrested for dragging a teenage girl from a van at a Christian camp. Basically, it says that, you know, there's this Christian camp and this girl refused to do like an exercise that they do on a daily basis. So they held this 15-year-old girl down, tied her to the back of a van and dragged her, which if anyone is up to date with the news knows that it happens a lot in Texas. I mean,
it's just surprising that a blatantly Christian pastor would be the one doing it. I mean, yeah. I guess that's not that surprising either, but
yeah, I mean, it obviously brings a ton of questions to mind to where, obviously anger and frustration, maybe, you know, obviously the kid refused to do an exercise, which to me, I mean,
okay, you get to sit in the corner or something.
Yeah, but
it's just hard to imagine what his reasoning was. Like, what was going through his mind as he was tying this girl to the back of the van? Like, how in any way did he find that to be justified?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, being Christian or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, an interesting little, like, side note, the church itself is affiliated with that documentary Jesus Camp. For anyone who's ever seen it, obviously, you know, they're more the hardline evangelical in your face people, but still, like, it doesn't matter how hardcore and in your face you are with your beliefs. Like, where do we draw the line at violence against teenagers for what, not running?
You know, yeah,
that's ridiculous. I mean,
and when did that happen? Yesterday?
Yes.
August. Well,
yeah, August 12th. It happened in a small suburb of San Antonio called Schertz, which ironically I live about 20 minutes away from. So I don't know. Maybe I can go up and do an interview or something. But
if you're brave enough.
Yeah. I don't know. It's getting amazing. I mean, obviously, you know, this is just one more example of, like, you know, that
the hypocrisy.
Yeah, the hypocrisy. But, you know, you're going to get that counter argument in the sense of people saying, well, he's not really a Christian.
It was the devil that possessed him.
Yeah. More irrationality to go on top of this.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of ironic in a sense. Like, the church urges the kids to become Christian warriors, and also they take a strong sense and campaign against abortion. Obviously, for anyone who understands abortion, which Adam's actually working on an article right now, which we should have up soon.
Yeah. It's taking a while to do the research, but I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah, you gotta think about the mentality behind that, because they think abortion is murder. But dragging a kid behind a van might not cause them to live very long.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, it's like, you know, they're like, please don't hurt unborn fetuses, but we'll tie...
Born people.
Yeah. Like, she's been alive for 15 years. We'll drag her behind it. You know? So, I don't know. And not to mention, who would ever allow their child to go to this camp after this?
Yeah, right. And if they come up with some kind of excuse to keep that counselor or whatever they call him there is, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Not unlike the usual craziness that goes on at those places, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to really, like, promote your beliefs and your religions, but, I mean, to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And being a pastor, it's not like it was another kid at camp. It was an adult male pastor. Not to mention, they said, and there was another colleague involved who they didn't really mention, but they held this 15-year-old down.
Yeah.
Probably this, I mean, this girl wasn't just sitting there calm. I bet she was kicking and screaming and begging them not to do it. And they dragged her from a van.
Yeah.
But I guess the next topic we're going to move on to is, I'm not familiar if anyone's familiar with Yahoo Answers, but I'm like a frequent flyer on that, I guess you could say. I really don't, I mean, I work, but I don't do a lot. So while I'm at work.
You got some free time.
Yeah, I'm constantly on Yahoo Answers, and I get a lot of emails from Christians and people wondering, you know, about my site, or just trying to debate me. Or, I mean, I'm more of an evolution kind of guy. I feel like, you know, I take a stance on that. But lately I've been having this back and forth debate with a theist who's a Christian. And, you know, our conversation started off pretty good, but we've just recently got into the topic of miracles and, you know, coincidences and things like that. And she had told me a story of the reason she believed in God was because of two miracles. The first one that she said was that her pastor was having some financial trouble, and he needed $1,000. And coincidentally, the next day he got a check in the mail for $1,000, and he went and told his whole congregation this. And she was like, "That's a miracle." She's like, "You know, this person, you know, my pastor received a miracle, and that convinced me that God works and God, you know,
answers prayers."
Yeah, God answers prayers, and he performs miracles and stuff like that. So now I know I wrote back to her, and, you know, we got into this little discussion because I presented I said to her, imagine the same exact story that you just told me, but from the perspective of a person who believes in a different God than you do. And I used the Hindu religion, and I said, you know, imagine somebody who was Hindu came up to you and said, you know, my priest or whoever, you know, needed some money. And then all of a sudden the next day they received $1,000. So this proves that my God exists. And I said to her, you know, would you accept that their God was real based on their personal testimony? Or would you just say it was a coincidence? Or would you say that, you know, weird stuff happens, but, you know, there's really no explanation. So I'm going to read what she wrote back to me and kind of like branch off of that. I'm not going to give out her name for, you know,
confidentiality
reasons. You know, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but... She had wrote me back. She said, if a Hindu told me the same story, I would have believed them that it happened, but I would not believe it was their God that did it. I wouldn't say it was a coincidence, though. I don't believe in that. I believe everything happens for a reason, and that there's no such thing as a coincidence. Luck, chance, etc. So she doesn't believe in luck, chance, stuff like that. It could have been my God that did it. I don't know why it would be, but God has his reasons. It could be Satan trying to strengthen their faith in a false God. She also says, but you say to me that this and the stories you've seen on TV and things don't seem like miracles to you. Because I said, like, the other day we were watching the 700 Club, and they have the people write in, we email miracles, and one person wrote in that they had a blister or two on their foot. They prayed, and a couple of days later, their blisters went away.
Wow.
No,
miracle.
Anyone who understands the human body or the healing of the human body will understand that blisters go away.
It usually takes a couple days.
Yeah. Now, to me, she also says as I go along, so hypothetically, if you believed in miracles, what would be considered a miracle to you? A miracle to me would be physical conclusive proof that something extraordinary happened, not something that is a common sense
healing. It can be explained by natural causes.
A person who gets their arm cut off and has it miraculously grow back would be a miracle to me in front of my eyes, not just somebody who claims to have this happen, because anybody could say,
or I got my legs cut off. Or if there was evidence by, you know, some doctor or something. Yeah.
And that would be a miracle to me, something so extraordinary. And yes, obviously you're going to get there. You can't test God's stuff, but God's out there healing
blisters. God can do anything, you know what I mean? If God can do anything, if nothing is, you know, impossible.
Yeah, I mean,
why not regrow a limb?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's a big atheist argument, you know, like even from that website, why can't God heal amputees?
Right.com.
We just gave him a plug. It's like, you know, most miracles to us. I mean, I've been working at a hospital for 5 years, and my basic logic to most people who want to debate me on miracle stories is, why would your God allow people of other faiths and other religions and other God belief structures to have miracles? Like, what would be the purpose of him strengthening somebody else's faith?
Yeah, to continue to deceive them.
To continue to deceive them. And her response was, it might be Satan trying to deceive them. Now, my thoughts when I hear that is, well, you know, we can use a counter argument as well. Like, what if their version of Satan is just deceiving you and you are the one being deceived? It'll go back and forth. You know what I mean? But to me, I've seen Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, people who don't even know who Jesus or God is, experience things that they consider miracles. And what it does is it builds them up. It's like it strengthens their faith. It
reinforces their, you know, faith in whatever they have.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, they walk out of that hospital saying, you know, praise Allah, or, you know. It's just, and then they don't say Jesus or God. They're just way off the page. But why would God, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I have a second part to her email, I guess I want to read that. You know, she kind of starts attacking atheists because I said to her about the money argument where she was saying, you know, the $1,000. I said to her, you know, if God is out there sending your pastor $1,000, why can't he prevent the rape of a 7-year-old child, you know? Where if you want to attribute God to a money transaction, but yet, you know, why not prevent a 7-year-old
from being raped? Why not not send the pastor $1,000 and stop the rape of that child?
Yeah, I mean, if everything, she and a lot of Christians will tell you, you know, he does things because he wants to test people. He wants to test their faith. He wants to make them stronger people. Well, why not send that pastor $1,000 and test his faith and see if he can come up with money on his own?
Right, or that his own congregation can raise enough money for him.
Yeah, and, you know, then, you know, obviously I got that, you know, angry Christian counter-argument, which I'm going to read. It said, you ask why God can send money to someone but won't prevent the rape of a child. That's the problem with atheists. When it comes to God and or the idea of God, they focus on what is negative about them to God. People, not just atheists, think that God is supposed to be this big genie in the sky who should grant every wish and make us all rich and give us good health, blah, 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 blah. Whoever said God was Santa Claus? People won't give God credit for healing someone of an illness or providing for someone, but they will, however, blame God for not feeding every poor person or preventing car wrecks or tornadoes. I think that may be the reason why some atheists are atheists. I'm going to stop right there. Atheists are not atheists because we blame God for anything. We don't believe in God. We don't blame an imaginary force for anything. In fact, I feel like I accept things on a better level because I don't believe in God.
Right.
If a tornado happens, it's a natural occurrence. People die. People will get in the way, but I don't say, you know, I don't believe in God because he kills people with tornadoes.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
And children get raped and people die because of starvation because there is no cosmic force.
Yes.
Intervening for them, or, you know, that's why it makes more sense.
Yeah,
without a god.
From a scientific evolutionary standpoint, you know, insane people do insane things, but it's like, it's more of like a genetic thing. If you got some schizophrenic stabbing people, it's not that God didn't prevent him from stabbing people. God doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. To me, it's more easily explainable that this guy is crazy.
He's got a knife and
he hurt people.
Yeah.
But, you know, death is inevitable to all of us. So, I mean, I don't know. So moving on, she says, they look at all the bad things in the world and think, well, look at all those poor and sick, starving people. I guess God's not real, because if he was, he'd do something about this. Their problem is they don't understand how God works. And that, to me, is complete ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand how God works. Oh.
It's hard to understand something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and not to mention, the only understanding of God they have is from the Bible. And if anyone breaks the Bible down, it's confusing from start to finish in a broad term. They just rationalize and make excuses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you already reply to her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I replied to her saying that, you know, you can't blame something that doesn't exist. And we don't blame God. We see sick and starving people and say, well, God doesn't exist.
And now I'm an atheist because of that. No.
I told her that she doesn't realize how much in common she really has with us. Because like she proved with her Hindu argument, that she said she wouldn't believe that the Hindu God was real based on their personal testimony. Well, guess what? That's something an atheist does to you.
Right. And she just does that to the other religions.
Yeah. And the fact that she doesn't believe them because of their form of evidence, she instead rationalizes in a Christian mind and she says, Satan did it. Satan must be strengthening people's faiths, you know. But anyone who's a biblical scholar will tell you the idea of Satan came after a lot of these other religions.
And like the whole thing of, you know, maybe Satan was the one who deceived her. Well, okay, say he did deceive her, but Satan can't do anything without God's approval or without God allowing Satan to do it. So when you get to the root of it, it's really God who is allowing that person to be deceived. And if she, her religion is the only right religion, God's allowing this other, you know, Hindu person to be deceived and go to hell.
Yep.
And then you said you found that verse in Isaiah.
Yeah, I found a verse. I'm going to look it up real quick because I had it, but I kind of lost it. I know it's in Isaiah, but a big issue is that Christians like to say Satan chose his own path. But they also forget the Bible says that God knows everything before it happens. God is omnipresent, omnipotent. He knows all. He knew Satan was going to do what he did. Plain and simple.
Right.
And what atheists do is they break it down in a logical sense. And to us, when we hear stuff that indicates to us, like, she claims Satan is causing these people to think this way. Satan is causing these people to be erect, you know, like, under the influence, so to speak. God knows ahead of time, and he's known since the dawn of time, so to speak. Well, these people have been around before Christianity even existed, and you're telling me that Satan has been behind their deception? I've met Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims who are the sweetest, kindest people, but Satan is screwing with them?
Yeah. What was
on God's authority, basically. I believe it was Isaiah 45-something.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't know. To me, it's just a very irrational way of thinking that you can just sit there and say that, you know, I guess that's their cop-out, you know. When all else fails, blame Satan, you know.
Yeah.
And that's usually what it comes down to. And I don't think anybody thinks God's supposed to be this big genie in the sky, snapping his fingers, making everybody's life happy-go-lucky because, you know, nobody thinks that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, granted, some atheists will use stupid arguments, but
because not all atheists are as well educated as they should be.
Yeah.
They might just be pissed off that their grandma died and
yeah, yes.
God let my grandma die, so now I'm an atheist.
I mean, I see on Yahoo Answers all the time a lot of atheists say insane arguments like that, you know, like, why would God allow a 7-year-old to be raped? You know, I mean, that's stupid.
Okay, here's the verse. It's Isaiah 45, verse 7. And this is God's saying this. It says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So even in that verse, God is admitting that he's the one who creates evil. Yep. So for her to say, oh, it's the devil. No, it's God. It's ultimately God who's doing it. So that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. When I was a Christian, I could never comprehend that, because they preach this crap to you in church. God is love. Jesus died for your sins. You know, they come up with all this crap and they throw free will around like they know what they're talking about. And then Christians get all wrapped up in this church like rhetoric where they're just repeating stuff their pastor has told them, yeah, or Jesus died for your sins.
The same arguments and the same, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's the same stuff all the time. And you're basically telling me in one breath that God created everything. The Bible indicates he even created evil, knowing full well how everything would play out.
Yep.
And you're just saying that he sacrificed his son, which is himself, to himself to change things that he himself created. There's no logic in that,
mm-hmm,
at all. Like, and then they throw, well, you know, each human has free will. No, according to the Bible, God knows if you're going to hell or not.
Yeah.
God knew the day I was born if I was going to become an atheist, if I was going to transform myself from being a Christian. He knows how it's all going to play out ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, read Revelations. They already stated all this stuff that's going to happen, where Jesus is going to come back and win this victory against Satan. But if God already knows he's going to win the battle, why even allow the fight to take place?
Yeah.
And it's the same mentality. It's like, God knows that I'm going to hell. He created me knowing full well I was going to burn.
Right.
If he really loved me, he wouldn't have allowed me to become in existence.
Right.
It's not a matter of if he had a tornado go through my town and killed a couple of people. It's the logic behind the all-loving God, you know, and knowing everything before it's going to happen. You know?
Right.
God is an illogical thought. And that's basically what it comes down to.
Yep.
So I don't know. But anyway.
Is that where you are at this point with those emails?
Yeah, she hasn't written me back yet. I don't really know what she's going to say. I mean, it started off as a debate on evolution. And I got her on the evolution sense. I got her accepting evolution in that, you know. But she gave me the, well, you know, even if evolution is real, she's like, maybe God started it, maybe God did this. Because, you know, they always give you those creation website arguments where there's no fossil evidence. Well, I gave them fossil evidence, and then she throws another one at me. She basically got it down to where, like, you know,
she admitted that it was possible.
Yeah, it's possible, and that maybe God did it because the Bible doesn't give a time frame, you know.
Well, I guess that's somewhat of a...
Yeah.
Success. You just got to take what you can get, I guess.
Yeah, but now the argument itself has evolved into the miracle prayer debate, because I told her how I don't believe that prayer works at all. You could pray to anything, a pencil, and you will always get the same result. And if you rationalize it like Christians rationalize it, you know.
All they remember are the times when their prayers are answered, and never when they're unanswered.
Yeah, well,
and if they're unanswered, then it's, oh, well, God has a reason for it.
It's God's will.
Yeah.
God opened, you know, like when they say when God closes one door, he opens another.
Yeah.
Where that's a good way of rationalizing it. But if I pray to this pen and say, I want to get a raise, pen, you know, I want to make more money. And if it happens, I can say, see, the pen answered my prayers.
It's proof.
It's proof.
Evidence.
Conclusive evidence that my prayer was answered. But if I don't get a good job, or I don't get a raise.
The pen works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. The pen might not want me to have it right now. Eventually, maybe.
Maybe it's a test.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to work harder for that raise.
It's not the pen's will. But then in the future, you know, you just keep rationalizing it. And they don't really comprehend that, you know, there are other religions who are claiming that, you know, prayers have been answered. But if you really look at it from a standpoint, wasn't it you who worked hard in the first place and got that raise, you know?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And anytime anything good happens, it's like, praise the Lord, praise God, you know?
Yeah.
And when anything bad happens, you know, it's like, it's God's will. Or when somebody dies, you know, God wanted to call them home, you know, when a 15-year-old dies, or whatever. It's like, it was their time. God wanted them to come home. And that's a good way to make them comfort, you know, comforting. But
yeah.
To me, it's just prayer.
Just because it's comforting doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. Just because something makes you feel good doesn't mean it's real.
Right.
Santa made me feel good.
Yeah.
Real good. It would be nice. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to keep believing in Santa. It's just, I feel like the only difference
Why don't we do that, actually?
What?
Just start believing in Santa again, just because it just feels so good.
It does. Like, you're waiting. It's weird. It's like they're waiting for that one day where all your good things are going to bring you good fortune.
Yeah.
It's like you're waiting for Christmas Day to run and open your presents, because I've been a good boy or good girl. It's like God is the same thing. It's like they use the fear, but it's just, I guess, somebody forgot to tell them that God isn't real, just like Santa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't have that parent sit them down and say, all right, son, let me break it down. I've been the one buying you presents, and it hasn't been Santa at all. Well, God hasn't been answering your prayers. It's been you. And if stuff does get answered, even if it's unusual stuff, it's coincidental.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
or is it a result of your action or someone else's action?
Yeah.
Just like when people, you know, their cancer disappears. Remember you talking about that? It's like, well, you know, what about the doctor you went to and the treatment you went through? And, you know, they suddenly forget about the doctors who did all this work for them and automatically attribute the cure to God.
Yeah. I've seen crazy stuff happen at hospitals, don't get me wrong, but my whole issue is that I remember going to church and seeing the people stand up on that stage and say, you know, I want to, you know, praise the Lord because my husband had a heart attack and his heart completely stopped and we were all praying and then his heart started again and he's here today. It's a miracle. Praise God. And everyone feels good and everyone's clapping and everyone's getting caught up in the moment. But then when you become an atheist, you look back on that and you kind of break it down and rationalize it. And I've thought about this critically, which, you know, back when I was a Christian, I didn't really think as critically as I do now, where I thought, you know, what if that person never made it to the hospital? What if nobody gave them CPR?
Right.
What if somebody was bleeding to death on the side of the road and no ambulance came? Would there be a miracle or would they die? And whenever you throw that at a Christian, they always say, you know, well, God, you know, God intervened and the EMS got there and brought them to the hospital. And then they stopped the bleeding or gave them CPR or shocked them. But a lot of doctors feel like it's unfair, but they don't want to tamper with the faith or whatever. Right. But a lot of doctors say, you know, you would have died had you not got that injection or that anti-venom or whatever. Yeah. You know, people get bit by snakes, and if you don't get that shot, you will die. It's not a miracle at all, you know?
Yeah, and there's actually it's quite a scary thing because I was at work, and there's this guy who's a very open Christian, and I guess everyone was talking about the flu season, and this other guy who sits next to the Christian guy is like, so did you get your kids flu shots yet? And the Christian guy is like, no, I didn't get it. It's unnecessary. And you could see the guy's other reaction is like, what, you know, like, what'd you just say? And he's like, no, man, the power of prayer, try it. It works. And I'm thinking, oh my God, are you serious? Like, this guy's not getting his kids flu shots because they're praying to protect them from flu. Meanwhile, the kids are getting flu and, you know, getting all the rest of the other kids sick. So it's pretty crazy when you think about how crazy these people are and they're, you know, rationalizing the power of prayer and all that.
Yeah. I actually saved one of the emails I wrote back to this girl because I felt like I wanted to turn it into an article. It was when we were debating about prayer and miracles and stuff, and I broke it down. And to me, I feel like I broke it down in a really easy, understandable manner, but she really didn't pick up on it. And actually, what she wrote me back was kind of funny. I guess it almost seemed like she didn't pay attention to anything I said.
Which is the likely case.
And I don't know, like, I don't know, man. It's just, I'm not going to read it or anything like that. I actually just, at this moment, decided I am going to turn it into an article. I'm going to elaborate more on it because a lot of the stuff I put in, I mean, I answered better in further arguments, but I feel like people want to hear what they want to hear and they want to believe what they want to believe.
There are some people who are atheists, but they believe in the power of belief, which I think is a really interesting area. Because, I mean, some things really can't be explained.
Yeah.
And sometimes some things happen and there really isn't a clear scientific explanation for it. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, it could be just the power of the mind and its effect over the body. And, you know, if someone's praying, it might trigger something in the brain that actually physically changes their body.
Yeah.
And that's an area of interest that I think would be cool to check out.
Like neurology.
Yeah, neuroscience and all that.
I mean, the brain, the human brain is an unbelievable, like, entity, which I'm sure people are going to say that's evidence of a creator. But, no, it's actually not. yeah, but I feel like maybe working at a hospital really would open up people's minds. I mean, I guess Christians in America, at least, don't get a full-on chance to hear other points of views. And I feel like, in a way, that's why we did our interview with the Mormons, because I feel like there's so much misunderstanding, and they don't want to accept things, and they won't. I mean, I feel like it's weird that they would not accept another religion's miracle as something of validity, but yet they go around proclaiming that they themselves,
yeah,
you know, have received these things. But anyway, any thoughts that anyone might have on anything you said, feel free to email us or send it in to, you know, our private email or post it in our forums. I mean, we just changed our forums around. But I guess before we go, we're going to talk about some future projects and things we got going on for pathofreason.com.
Well, I'm just working on an article about abortion, and it's quite the task to take on because it's such a layered issue with tons of different perspectives and all that. And basically, the reason why I wanted to do it is because since I was Christian, you know, my stance on it was pretty obvious because it was picked out for me. I was a Christian, so I was pro-life. Any abortion is wrong, the end. And basically, this article is just about my own search for some kind of answer regarding it, because once I lost my belief, I still felt like it was wrong for some reason, but I knew that wasn't a legitimate basis for, you know, being pro-life. So basically, I did a ton of research, tried to find out as much as I could to educate myself, and this next article I write is going to be about that. So hopefully I'll have that finished in the next week or so.
Yeah.
And of course, once we get everything mixed up with the interview with the Mormons, we'll get that up and people can download that for free. And they actually are coming next Monday for the second session.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
The first session, I mean, obviously when you hear it, we asked them a lot of, well, we didn't really get a chance to do it exactly like we wanted to. I mean, they said their point of view a lot, and we asked them a couple of, like, in-depth questions, but I feel like the next time, you know, you get a chance,
we'll be able to dive a little deeper.
Yeah, into the fray, I guess you could say. It's just, we wanted to establish some kind of common ground.
Right.
Also, I'm working on a new article about prayer and miracles, and we also have written a couple of articles. And obviously, for anyone who's checked out our site, we have interviews with, you know, paleontologists and things like that. We're always out there looking for new subject matters to touch upon. I don't know. What else are we up to?
That's pretty much it right now. I mean, we're always looking for information about stuff. And
Yeah.
Actually gonna try and get some new shirt designs up, so if anyone wants to help support the site, because it does cost money and this of course takes time and effort. So
Yeah.
if you want to help support us in that, just check out the donate page and you can get to our store and buy shirts and all stickers and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, we just want to hear your thoughts. I mean,
Or if you want to join our Yahoo group, there's a link also that seems to be a
pretty
growing
popular,
area, so
yeah.
a lot of people are talking about stuff and
We also have a MySpace,
yeah.
www.myspace.com/pathofreason1. So feel free to send us a friend request.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this. We appreciate the support, and as always, keep following the path of reason.
Don't just accept one answer.